River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Have you looked at the weather lately over this last week?
It is absolutely lovely, and I say that tongue-in-cheek.
Yes, I say, ladies and gentlemen, Hopper has lost his mind. His egg has frozen.
Mm-hmm.
This is stupid cold. But, you know, I just finished looking at the long-term forecast.
Yeah.
Like, next week it's supposed to be, it's still minus, but it's single-digit minus.
Yes,
and
it's single-digit
really
minus.
Really long-term.
Yes, we are out of the deep freeze, thank heavens, next week.
And if you go, and I looked right to the end of the 14 days, and January 30th is minus one. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is proof positive that there is a God and that he has a sense of humor.
We'll see what happens. It's northern Alberta. Wait 5 minutes and then the weather will change.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine on Facebook had posted from where he's at, it goes from these ridiculous temperatures to like plus two or something like that next week. And he said, can you believe this? And I said, yes, because Alberta.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well, let's jump into what's going on this week.
What is going on in High Prairian area?
Well, seeing as it's Friday, there's the prayer shawl knitting happening over at St. Mark's Church. And folks, if you don't know what that is, if you know how to knit and you've got a couple hours to spend knitting prayer shawls, well, that's the place to go, St. Mark's Anglican Church. They're right on the main drag.
Or even drop by and just say hi.
Well, yeah, they some nice ladies are over there.
Mm-hmm.
Free play over at the Children's Resource Office here in town. That goes from 10 till noon. Now, I know I talk about the Children's Resource Center all the time. And people think, well, okay, whatever, that's a high prairie thing. No. They go all over. They're in McLennan. They go up to East Prairie. They go to Jussard. They go all over the place. So if you're in this High Prairie area and you think that this isn't for you and you've got little kids, hey, I'm telling you, give the office here in town a shout and just say, hey, this is where I'm at. Where can I go to partake? Because there's this lunatic on the radio telling me that I should check this out. So, yes, the Children's Resource Center here in town, they do amazing work all over the area. Saturday, we've got a jamboree out of Triangle, and that goes from 7 to 11. Also on Saturday, we've got a bit of a charity hockey game going on. We've got the High Prairie Fire Department versus the Slave Lake Fire Department.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. They're going for playing for charity there. They've got, you know, a local charity or two here in town that are going to benefit. So to get in, you can just go watch if you want. But it's by donation, and all of the proceeds from that are going towards worthy local causes. So check that out. Mm-hmm. Go on, cheer on our local fire department guys there, and gals. We got some great gals on that fire department, too.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll cheer them on, and we'll beat those TV stars from Slave Lake. So, yeah. Actually, yeah, you spent some time in Slave Lake, so you might even know some of these guys.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, yes, indeed. All right, so we're going to jump over to Monday. The community band is meeting over at the Prairie River Junior High Band Room. That starts at 6 on Monday. Children's Resource Center, here's some of the stuff I was talking about here. They've got Parents and Tots, and that's going in McLennan on Tuesday, and that's at 10. And then in Jussard, that's at 1. So if you're in either one of those communities and you're wondering, what the heck is this Children's Resource Center that this guy talks about? They've got programming there. Just call the office here and find out where it is, because I don't know exactly where they hold it. And then here at the main office here, they got free play. And that goes from 1 until 3, and that's on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, they've also got the free play at the Children's Resource Center. That goes from 10 till noon. And what have we got? Oh, yes, story time for the kids 3 to 5 years old over at the library. Another great resource in town that I don't think people understand is everything that's in there. And that goes from 10:30 until 11:30. And if you got a new baby, like, you know, a new parent, or just a new baby in general, because, you might have one kid and then you have another one. The second one isn't necessarily going to be like the first one. They're all different. and you're going to be pulling your hair out going, oh my goodness, this is why sometimes older people are bald, because they pull their hair out going, oh my goodness, these children. So they got baby and me happening over here at the main office Wednesday, and that starts at 1.
Never leave anybody out.
Well, exactly. Baby and me, that's going to be next Thursday, and that's up at Peavine starting at 1. Mm. So see, all over, all the communities are covered by this organization. Check it out. It's worth it. So parents, new parents out there, there's this wonderful resource, and I think you should take advantage of it. It's been here for a very long time, but I wasn't aware of it, really, when my kids were small. That's why I talk about it so much, because if we had been aware of this, it would have made my wife's life so much easier. And goodness knows, she puts up with enough of my nonsense that she really could have used some extra help there. And you know, just to, you get out of the house and you don't have to watch necessarily the backyard again. So I don't know if that's even a thing anymore, but my kids enjoyed that. But a steady diet of it is going to drive you around the bend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got going on this week, Hopper. We will talk to you next week when it's warmer.
When it is warmer. We're counting on it. Appreciate it, James. Okay. Thank you very much.